down this process. But the reality is that they know they're wrong. I mean, the basic answer to your question is that when you do something that is so wrong and you know it to be wrong, then you cannot admit to it publicly. And it's so embarrassing to admit to it publicly. And that is really the reality. And to some extent, I think we need to look beyond that and see what elements have put those pressures. And when you do that, you see that the Zionist institutions and all their associates have been working on this for a very long time and pushing for these ban to silence the voice of opposition.
Thank you, Masoud Shajari. Professor Izadi, you just talked of the fact that in the vice presidential debate, what Mr. Biden said regarding Iran's nuclear issue was not reflected in the Western media. So are you saying, in a sense, that Iranian channels have just paid the price of nullifying and neutralizing this misinformation campaign aimed at Iran being carried by these Western media outlets?
Well, knowledge is quite powerful. And the people who are knowledgeable have the power to be able to decide for themselves and go to the direction that they want to. And the Western governments have spent millions of dollars, directly and indirectly, to create a certain frame about Iran, create an image that's not in line with reality. And based on that claim, they have been threatening Iran militarily. They have said that all options against Iran, including the military option, is on the table. They have had different types of sanctions in the last many years. And they're basically squeezing Iranian people, trying to punish them for electing governments that are not listening to the Western demands. They consider their policies to be the policies that need to be followed by everyone. So because of that issue, the situation that we have is that if a channel or a person or a group of people challenge this frame, then they are going to be dealt with quite severely. We had, for example, some months ago, a conference in Tehran about the Occupy movement. And we invited a number of American professors here.
That's true.
And they're here just for a few days. They went back. These professors were not really familiar with Iranian issues. They were sociologists working in the field of social movements. They were not Middle East specialists or anything. When they went back, they wrote about their experience, and that was quite a brave step, because they received hundreds of hate mails from Zionist lobbying groups telling them, why did you go to Iran and why are you saying these things about Iran, which was different from the frame that the media was portraying from Iran.
They were not supposed to post their favorable comments.
They were not supposed to say the realities of Iran. And if they did, then we had this is what they told us later on, that people threatened them physically. There were calls to their universities asking for their dismissal. And so this is the situation that we have, that a different point of view about Iran or a different point of view from the mainstream media is not really being tolerated.
Thank you. Masoud Shajari, by all accounts, these Iranian channels, Sahar, Press TV, and the others, do have a sizable following abroad, including in Europe. They may not be the most watched in comparison with other European channels, but they do have a sizable following based on statistics and the number of visitors on their sites, etc. So now what happens to these European viewers being deprived of their choices, the EU depriving their citizens who want to listen and watch an alternative perspective?
Well, really, they are being denied this, and the reality is that the only option left to these individuals is to use the internet and actually watch the channel on the internet, and indeed many of them do. I was really surprised what sort of level of loyalty there is, especially with English channels. And in particular with the Press TV, there is a huge loyalty there on one side, and there is also the huge appetite for listening to the alternative. You know, as we've been discussing, the level of demonization and Iranophobia, it's so high that people realize, and they see through it. Many people are seeing through this, that this is not right, there's something wrong here. And then they go to seek alternative, and then they come across Press TV, and it's very natural for them to seek alternative media from that perspective. And they actually listen to it, and they become sort of, as it was said, truth is very powerful. And to be truthful and to expose what is happening in Afghanistan or occupied Palestine or elsewhere, we are not really getting the full picture. We are not even getting the full picture of what is happening in this country. I mean, you have seen the controversy regarding this presenter, Jimmy Savile. This guy, a pervert, I've been going around abusing children systematically, and it's been covered. And this is this, if they could cover this sort of act of barbaric action against their own children, what else can they cover up? And it really is, there needs to be a change. I think to some extent we are thankful that we have got the internet. We're getting alternative media through that, and it seems that the Press TV and other these channels are all have to be sort of watched and listened and through the internet. And internet technology is improving. Especially those of us in the West, we have got very fast sort of internet connections. And now there are TVs that automatically themselves get connected to the internet. So, we are seeing a technology which is bypassing the normal satellite technology.
Thank you, Masoud Shajare. Fuad Izzadi, we've got 3 minutes left, sir, to wrap up the program. The European Union was given this year's Nobel Peace Prize and this action a few days after having received the Nobel Peace Prize. Blocking Iranian communication channels with the Europeans at a critical juncture where this two-way communication is indispensable. Give us your thoughts. Wrap up the program for us in 3 minutes.
Well, the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, was given to a union that includes countries that are killing civilians on daily basis in Afghanistan. So when you have this level of hypocrisy, that human lives are not valued, shouldn't really be surprised if these people close a channel or ban a channel.
As you said earlier, that they don't even tolerate dissent in their own union.
Right, right. These are the same countries that have suppressed dissent internally, and they're killing people externally. So we shouldn't really be surprised of this action. I think what we should be surprised, we should be worried about, is that some people believing this type of rhetoric, that is surprising. For these people to act like this is not surprising, because they have been doing it for many years, going back to the colonial times. I think we have to, as people who are watching this action, we have to basically make sure that we are not fooled by their rhetoric, make sure that we oppose this type of activities, make sure that we let them hear our voice, that we don't consider these type of activities to be proper. And as Mrs. Shajare rightly said, the people need to go to the internet, go to other outlets to get this type of information, because that's what's needed.
Thank you. Well, with those comments, we've come to the end of this edition of Spectrum Iran. Special thanks to both our guests for the time and input. We are joined in our London studio by Masood Shajareh, head of Islamic Human Rights Commission based in UK. Mr. Shajareh, it was a pleasure to have you join our show, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure was mine.
And in the studio, we had political analyst and media expert, Professor of Political Communications at University of Tehran, Professor Fuad Izadi. Dr. Izadi, it was a pleasure to have you join our program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And that's a wrap. Good night and God bless.
Respect of the omnipotent God.